Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say with calls on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Now, we are still in the pandemic, COVID-19. There's no vaccine for the virus, so we need to abide by the rules. Only medicine we got at this point in time. But it has really turned our world upside down in regard to work, regarding finance, regarding school, education, and all the above. Well, there's a new support for young people stressed about work and money during COVID-19. I'm going to have a chat now with Ashley De Silva, CEO of Reach Out, online. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, my friend. Look, a very important conversation when we're talking about a young people. You're talking about a survey that was done found out that young people are stressed about work and money during COVID-19, yes?
Exactly. So Reach Out did some research in January before COVID and found that 25% of young people then were concerned about work or finding a job. But then when we did it in July, that had moved to 37.5%. And actually, more than 40% of the people we surveyed in July said that money was one of the top issues on their mind at the moment. And when you think about it, you know, there's a lot going on at the moment in terms of, yes, the youth unemployment rate is now 14%, over 14%, and this is the first time for many young people that they've really lived when there's been a recession.
And exactly, so it's uncharted waters for them and scary times, and sometimes when we can't see a light at the end of the tunnel, it can get daunting in regard to the future, yep?
It can, and that's it exactly, Trevor, because we can't be really specific about what will change or when will it change, that can actually feel really daunting, and particularly when it's something like work and money, you know, which really impacts all of us. So what we've done is create, you know, make sure there are resources within Reach Out that are free and accessible and written specifically for young people, that give them both, this, you know, a bit more support around how to deal with uncertainty and, you know, when the things aren't clear, but also to kind of acknowledge that work and money are challenging for right now and to try to give people some support around that too.
Okay, and so how do people reach out, partner pun, how do they get in touch with you guys?
So it's very easy. Everything we have is online and free and anonymous, so you can just access it. As long as you've got the internet, just type in reachout.com into your browser or Google it and you'll find us.
And what sort of information can you help there regarding young ones who are feeling stress over money or the lack of it, so to speak?
So yeah, there's a few things. So sometimes some of the support that might help someone is actually just around the feelings of stress or worry that they have. Mm-hmm. But if you're also in a place where you're maybe looking for practical tips about what you can do, there's ideas in there too around things like, for instance, trying to get on top of your finances or understand where your money's coming in and how to allocate it in the best way. So everything from, you know, simple tips around that through to kind of also knowing that if it's actually something that's really on your mind and causing you a lot of stress, that there's support for that too.
Sure. So could we say that it helps regarding budget as well?
Yeah, it does. So we've got some ideas in there around things like how to actually go about it in a, you know, in a kind of clear way around reviewing your budget and how to develop that. So those kinds of things can help too.
So the message we're saying to the young ones out there, that's just all of when your mind can only have one thought at one time. So if we're focusing on the so-called problem or worrying about where the money's going to come from or the future, what have you, then you can't think of, simplicity of the situation. So being in touch with Reach Out, looking at these ideas can help shed the light, so to speak, on the situation, yep?
Exactly right. So yeah, it can be one tool that might find helps you kind of get clear on the situation in front of you, and as you say, give you a hands-on way of dealing with something that's actually quite uncertain at the moment.
Yes. Well, when your mind's clouded up and you're focused on a problem, sometimes we can't look outside the square, so to speak, and that's what Reach Out does, provide those tools that are available. And look, all of us, young or old, black or white, we go through those dramas, but there is an answer to all our problems in life, isn't there?
It is, and, you know, sometimes that answer is kind of working every day with people who can support you and, you know, slowly develop the skills to take forward in your life, and to know that if you're having a period in your life where actually feels really difficult, but that's also very common, and taking steps like this is just a good way of starting to kind of work with that and build the skills.
Exactly. So to you young ones out there, and I think we'll vouch for that, Ashley. We were there once, and we got through it, navigated through it with support and help. My old uncle always said that when you see a turtle sitting on a pole, always remember the turtle never got there by itself.
Exactly.
But in regards to support and help, reaching out for the support and help, you know?
Exactly right.
Yeah, that's a good conversation, but thank you very much for sharing. So reach out, Google them, and the information is there. Ashley, thank you very much for sharing, and we are there to support our young ones in regard to the space we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, Ashley.
Absolutely. Thank you, Trevor.
Thank you. All the best to you and your team and your family. Stay safe, Ashley.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye, mate. A deadly yarn there with Ashley De Silva. He's the CEO of Reach Out. Reach Out is a fantastic organisation online that can support and help young ones out there, as they just completed a survey and found young people are stressed about work and money during COVID-19. Well, if you go online to Reach Out, it can help shed the light on the situation on the road ahead. There's new online resources and support, and also got a little budgeting strategy in there, the Money Hacks Challenge. So that's what it's called, featuring the real life experiences of three young Australians. So you can hear from other people's stories as well. And the old phrase, OPE, other people's experience. You can learn by your mistake, but you can learn by other people's mistakes as well. So a very important tool. So check them out. Reach out to Reach Out. Yeah, there you go. Reach Out to Reach Out. Google Reach Out, and you'll find the information there. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray call. Let's have a yarn. 1-800-422-416.
Traveling in a brand new trophy, on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange style, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me money.
And she said,
do you come from a land down under? Where dollars smile and meaning
plunder?
Can you hear, can you hear that thunder? Buying bread from a man in the wind. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you speaking my language, Conwingo. He smiled and gave me a penny back, my name. Do you come from a land down under?
Little me and money red girl. grande.
Turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Bottom and crew is not the rum gang.
We're black, fish, don't wear pride. Let people tell a bean of love. We're black, fish, don't wear pride. Let people tell a bean of love.
We're black, we're strong, we're proud. We people tell a bean of love. We're black, we're strong, we're proud. We people tell a bean of love.
I'm a strong, independent woman from Cape York. A leader in progress for the future. You can see that spotlight shining on me. The blacker, the berry, the cuter. Rising up for my people, being their voice. Paving the way for my children. Winona, Hannah, Salome, Jose. These strong families that we're building.
Yeah, Too Deadly, Black, Strong, Proud, Kun Kun people there. To Arukun, big shout out to you, Mob. Hope you're well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Now, the RAC GP Awards, Western Sydney University Student Rural Medical Bursary. Well, the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners has awarded Western Sydney University medical student Jean-Baptiste Philibert a Rural Medical Student Bursary to visit a clinic in Warralda, Northern New South Wales. And we've got the brother on the line here at the moment. Going to have a chat with him. Good morning, Jean-Baptiste Philibert. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations on your award there. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's pretty special. So, yeah, I'm pretty ecstatic about it.
Fantastic. And we say who you mob, where you're from. So where does Jean-Baptiste Philibert stem from, my friend?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long one. So you can call me JB, though.
JB? Okay, no, JB, where do you come from? And who you mob, we say. Where does JB come from?
So I was born in France. Okay. And then I grew up on a tiny island near Africa. So I went to school there. It's called Reunion Island. No one's really heard about it.
Yes.
And then I moved to Australia when I was 16.
When you were 16?
Yeah, that's it. And I've been here for a little while now, over, 14 years.
Fantastic. And so studying to become a doctor, yes?
That's it.
Fantastic. And you've got a passion and a particular interest in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander healthcare. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I went to the Northern Territory last year for a placement. And it's just, I was already interested, but obviously that just makes things so much more interesting. And I just can't wait to get back out there.
Fantastic. So tell us about your journey becoming a doctor. Have you always had that passion, vision to become a doctor?
So I was always like, I moved here. My English probably wasn't great. Life was a bit complicated and, you discover other things in life. Mm. And so I didn't quite get to medical school yet. So I just worked I actually worked in rural Western Australia.
Yes.
And working out there was just awesome, and I met so many amazing people, and I just kind of wanted to stay in rural areas. And I just figured, you know, what can I do to work out there? What's the most needed? Even though they need everything, I was like, well, medical school could be something. So I gave it a go, and here I am. I got in.
So how long have you been studying for?
So I'm finishing my second year.
Second year. And so we have 2 more years to go?
That's it, yeah.
So you're using that as the vehicle to get you back out on country working with mob, is what we say.
That's exactly that. Yeah, so I'm just, as soon as I can get back out in the country, I'll be working out there.
Well, when we talk about working in a job or profession that you love and you're passionate about, then you won't work a day in your life. And it seems so, JB, you're going to be doing exactly that, yes?
Oh, that's exactly it. Yeah, when I was on my placement in Northern Territory, it felt like a holiday in a way, because even though we were working every day, it was just so, you know, so cool. I just loved the environment and the people, and it was just discovering everyone and their culture. So absolutely.
Well, it sounds like when you finish your degree and you're working out there on country, that you're going to feel a bit guilty taking a pay packet, doing something you love.
Well, I certainly won't say no to that. But I will definitely be a lucky man.
Fantastic. And so your family, are you the only one that went to university? Or tell us about your background regarding family and regarding studying university. Hello? You there, JB? I lost JB. Oh, we'll try and get him back. JB, he's Jean Baptiste Philibert is his name, and a rural medical student, bursary, and he was the recipient of the award, the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, RACGP, and born in France and arrived in Australia when he was 16 and worked out on country and out on working with our TOs out on country, and loved it, passionate about it, and decided how can he stay here and work and be a part of the community and finding what needs were required and doctors. So that's what he decided to do, become a doctor. You there, GP? JP?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there.
A gremlin on the phone. So just talking about your background regarding your family, anyone else went to university?
So my parents were the first one to go to university, my whole family, and still are. And my mom did study, but then she had me, and then she became a teacher.
All right, fantastic. Yeah. And so their thoughts about you becoming a doctor and working out on country and working with First Nation people?
Oh, I mean, they find it... For them, it's so far away. It's kind of like, it's just crazy. They see, they watch like documentaries. Last time they were watching documentary on Torres Strait Islanders.
Yes.
And they were like, oh my God, it's so fascinating. Like, I just can't believe that I have the chance to go and work out there. And for becoming a doctor, my dad works in a hospital, but he's not a doctor. So he's not a big fan of doctors.
Okay.
He's not sure how he feels about it because he finds them, they always know everything. But
big know-it-alls.
That's it.
Yeah, but when he's in trouble, he'd be calling you in the health department. Look, it sounds like a fantastic story. And helping our mob, fantastic. Our arms are open into support and help close that gap in all facets of life as First Nation people and the traditional owners of the land. So the support and help we receive, we are quite appreciative of it. So thank you so very much and enjoy your journey, my friend. Please do keep in touch. And we claim you as a brother. If your passion's there, brother, it's all good.
Oh, thank you so much, Trevor. I can't wait to get back out there, and I'm so grateful that everyone is, just so open-armed every time. So I'm very lucky.
You are.
I look forward to it.
Too deadly. You take care, my brother. Enjoy your studies. Face
thank
down
so
and butt up into the books.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. There it is, fantastic conversation there. JB, Jean Baptiste Philibert, like I said, stemmed from France and arrived here in Australia at age 16 and loved working out on country with mob and decided to go and get his doctorate degree to be working out there on community. Fantastic, the passion is there. And it's about having to say, yarning up strong here on National Talk Black. Do that, call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, taking right through 12 noon Queensland time. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn. Too deadly.
G'day, folks. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Till the punishment hit before God judgment. I present and represent heaven sent out in the black night. So God, I ain't a coward. I challenge on how I hop how I scatter crowds. Boom, blow. Your political morals ain't for the grassroots style. People pour in pile. Look at the sandaling aisle. Overcrowded with Australian unemployed people. Our leaders are the deceitful, cheerful, derived from medieval. It's unbelievable living civil under the liberal. Killer aboriginal, make us invisible. Turn me to the wild pit bull, stone rebel. I battle with the devil and my spirit never settled. I fight in the war. I don't receive metal, pop top of the kettle, melt down the heavy metal, shake the system and rattle up the radical battle. When I travel, I trample down stone walls to rubble. I'm racing in the rat race, picking up the pace, paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. To be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me boom, I'm resuming the speed. I'm racing in the rat race, picking up the pace, paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. Be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me boom, I'm resuming the speed. Seriously, I rock that MIC, furiously. I got two kitties and my dogs and myself to feed. I need money like charity, I do God's deed. Boss rap style E, I'll be the guillotine. The connect, boy, bad jack, intellect. Then we grew up on hip hop, break dance and graffiti blow up. The BM and the AM for kidding for deceiving my people. With the preaching of the heathen, my culture kicks ass. Check it out, it's intriguing. I'm digging this indigenous universe. I'm seeing, always seeking and believing. I'll be put here for a reason. Acknowledging the dreaming and the globalized system. Racism, terrorism, holy wars in Jerusalem. Everyone got a gun. I run to go for protection, not the one with the most vocal on the election. With deception and lie, that medicine prescription fabricated and disguised like materialism. I got vision, intuition about my next situation. With faith and patience, foot heads on radio station. Solid representation on the nation, you great presentation. The amazingly blazing protester in the demonstration. Shaking population, making waves of vibration. Raising hella elevation, chasing more stimulation. Praise God for creation, raising in this rat race. Raising in the rat race, picking up the pace. Raising in the rat race, raising way to be free, be me, be the heat. Boom, boom, let me boom. I don't get no hits. I get lifted myself, yeah. What up, Sean? Kinda fat. Back to my cultural practice with access to open doors of blacks and Anglo-Saxon pack with action assassin mastered my passion. I smack them and fool them with the nutrients compassionate and analysts I select to protect your heart. Project my prayer to the sky to my God Allah. One fire Messiah Jah Rasta Koganja. For off the puff the bitter lot the jittery man open a seminar. Have you got the stamina to handle the unseen presences in my perimeter? Diminish the miniature hate I'll feature a feature. Transform into a creature with charity. Just spit you out in my rhyme. Every time I defeat your guy, mythical reaper and the hell gatekeeper. Why I keep strong, body, flesh and bone. My spirit free to roam, the place is unknown. I'm racing in the rat race, picking up the pace. Paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. Be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me room, I'm resuming the space. Racing in the rat race, picking up the pace. Paper chase pathway, find a way to escape. Be free, be me, naturally the ace. Boom, boom, give me room, I'm resuming the space. Boom, boom.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
To blend this journey of love for Yeah, Journey of Love. Hope you're having a good journey with Love You Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Have your saying yarn up strong. We are live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumber Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, got our segment here, Which Way Yarning? Thank you very much. And proudly sponsored by IGA, Piconi, Brinsmead and Ebberton. They give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bipper Media, and healthy living, healthy lifestyle message we deliver to our young ones doing school-based traineeship. But for everybody out there, yep, it's about healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So have a banana rather than a picnic bar, you know what I'm saying? All right, and yarning with Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke and Constable Ellen Anadic, who's come to join us from Edmonton Police. And a very good morning to you both. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good
morning. Good, fantastic. What you do, Alan? Just take that microphone a little closer to you, my friend.
Sure.
So we can get you into the conversation. While we're on that subject, let's go to you, Alan. Alan, where are you from, my friend? And welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Yeah, I've just recently moved up here from Melbourne, and after being in Victoria Police, and luckily enough got Edmonton, mm-hmm. and working with a lovely Nicole here.
Yes. Yes, and she's a lot prettier than you, but anyway, continue on, my brother. So you were in Melbourne and with the police force down there, yep?
Yes, that's
how
right.
How long were you down there in the police force?
19 years.
19 years.
Yeah.
So moving back up this way, and
yes.
you put an application in to come north, and you got that, here you are.
Yes.
So how long you been in Cairns here at Edmonton?
Since about May.
Since May, yeah,
but
good.
My lovely partner and son moved up here about 12 months ago, and normally when people do a move, they get a job first and then buy a house, but we did it the other way around.
So that was a plan of attack.
Yes.
Move the family up here,
yeah.
And you said the sergeant or senior down there, hey, listen, my family's up there, you've got to get me up there. Smart moves. Good one, Alan. And I'm talking to beautiful sister Nicole. Nicole, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. I've got your microphone on. Hold it. Which one? Hold it. Microphone. There you go. Try that one. You
yep.
there?
Yep. Can you hear me now?
Gotcha. I can hear you.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. So our yarn today, my sister, is online security.
Yes. It's coming close to Christmas, so
yes.
I thought this might be a good little
topic.
Reminder to make people aware.
Well, we are living in the information age,
yep.
21st century, and we do our shopping, our communication, and all our bank details and what have you, private information online, but there are scammers out there, is the message you're delivering.
Yes, that's right. So we just want to raise the awareness that to be protecting your personal information, your credit cards,
mm-hmm.
bank accounts, anything that has any financial links to it, I guess. So the biggest thing is that if you're not aware of it, it doesn't seem right, it doesn't feel right, then it's probably not. It's not going to be.
It's too good to be true.
That's it. So we'll start out with really just protecting your identity. So the first things you can do with that is if your identity gets stolen, if someone's going to overtake your identity, that places you in you're extremely vulnerable because that's pretty much all you have. And then, but to protect yourself carefully, you can make sure that you keep all your online. So if you're banking online, don't go storing your access codes or passwords or anything.
Sure. Exactly.
On the
I think, Alan, you made a good point there, off air, but don't leave your driver's license or your wallet in the car, so to speak, because your information are in there. That's vulnerable, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And this is where I've had cases in the past where people don't even know they've been a victim of identity theft and they've had bank loans taken out in their names and credit card applications and so forth.
Yes.
And then they check their credit history and discover all these loans and applications and have no knowledge of it.
Yes.
And, you know, can't even remember if they'd lost their ID or if it had been broken into, like a car or a house, and then, you know, and never reported it to police, and it can cause them a lot of problems.
Exactly. And, look, there's cunning little buggers out there and they'll do that, you know, and it's about us trying to make their job difficult. Isn't that the case, Nicole?
Yes, it
is. Make it too easy for them.
Yeah, that's right.
Talk about also shopping online as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone loves a good shop online.
Let your fingers do the walking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that use websites where so this is how this is the way that you can determine whether or not a website is safe. It will begin with HTTPS :// and /.
Yes.
If it doesn't have the S in that, it's not secure.
Sure.
And then you've got to see the little sign of the padlock on there. So that will tell you whether or not it's secure. And also the other way is that they'll say how you can make like your payment methods. So say you can pay by MasterCard or something. If you hover over those different payment methods, you can, they're like a link you can use.
But and if they're not linking, then it's sus.
If you can't access that link, it's not secure. There's quite a few ways you can find out whether or not it's a secure website. So the padlock, having the S in the beginning of the web address.
Yes.
And the hovering over those little link things will tell you. And usually if they have ads, you know, all those motion sort of moving, quick jumping, bright flashing ads either on one side at the top or down the bottom, that is a good indication as well that it's a bit sus, that website.
Gotcha.
So stick to what you know. Pay, and the other good way is usually if you can manage your funds where you don't need to use an actual credit card, that's even better.
Yeah.
That is a lot of financial advisors say that, as well as the security industry, to stop your funds being taken.
Exactly.
So that's a good thing to be doing if you're online shopping. Check all those things. Check the where you're buying from. Make sure they're legit. And sometimes the reviews cannot always be trusted because they can alter people. If it's a foreign one.
Probably a good idea too, as well, is Google outside that web page, the actual company, and see if there's any phone number or what
have
you.
And you will find it, because if you're not going to be the only one to have been scammed by the same sort of thing.
Exactly.
And you will find, I had one a few years ago, and I googled outside of it, and there were thousands of reviews and they were scathing. So people never got their things, never got,
Now, also dealing with hoax and emails and texts as well.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of people receive emails from like any of the major banks, okay, and they think it's legitimate because it comes up from an ANZ or a CBA or something like that.
Sure.
That is always going to be a hoax.
Yeah, gotcha.
They never contact you by text.
Yeah.
Or, you know, occasionally by email, but I would avoid any correspondence that's electronic.
Yep.
Ring the financial institution.
Yep, sure, for sure. Yeah, exactly. So keep an eye out for them. So you're saying that's how, well, most financial institutions won't contact you via text.
No.
They'll ring you direct or send you an email because they got your details, haven't they?
Yep.
If you're a client of theirs, they got all your details, so they'll communicate that way, not via text, yeah. So.
But you also, like, if they ring you and you pick up the phone, you also have the right to go, I will call you back, what unit or what branch are you in for me to ask?
Sure.
And I've done that before. And, you know, they get a little bit annoyed by it, but it is up to you to also protect yourself. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Well, you don't know who they are.
No, I don't. I didn't know who she was.
And if they're a scammer, they don't know who you are. They just got your details.
Yeah. And once that money's gone, in most cases, you won't get the money back.
Hard to get it back, yeah.
Yeah. Very, very, very few cases.
So as officers of the court, how is it regarding catching these guys doing these scams? Are we on to it?
It's a bit hard to answer that question.
Yeah.
Each case varies.
Yeah, Rodio.
A lot of times with these type of white-collar type crimes, it's about joining the dots and they're just following the bouncing ball.
Well, some of them are not even in this country.
No.
That's the thing, you know.
Your typical, request from Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
See, where a lot of people also don't understand is if the offence hasn't been committed, in Queensland or in Australia, well, it's up to the country of origin.
Yeah. Exactly,
and to do. They're not going to investigate anything on your behalf.
No, thank you.
So anything from overseas,
they've got their own dramas to worry about. You know?
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's a very scary world out there. So it's hard to police, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
So every individual out there need to do due diligence in protecting themselves.
Yes.
That's what they need to do, you know. Yep. So it falls back on the individual. Yeah, shop online, but shop online to companies that you know and you've dealt with before and you've received goods from them.
Yeah.
Continue doing that. If there's a new product out there, then find out how else you can get that product instead of dealing with a product that a company you don't know.
Yeah,
don't
or if there's a click and collect address or something, you know, that you're aware of.
Mm.
Keep it all known.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Exactly. They say, better the devil you know, devil you don't.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let your fingers do the walking. Look, a great conversation, very important conversation. So online security, Christmas is around the corner, and that's what we tend to do in this day and age. Well, since COVID-19, a lot of people have been shopping online.
Yeah.
So I think the scammers have think, woohoo, and they've been jumping on a bandwagon.
Rub their hands together.
Yeah, exactly.
And they will just keep going. They will go and go and go and go and go. They don't stop.
No, it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
They'll go through the numbers. They'll find somebody.
They just keep going. So don't become one of their victims. And
yeah.
It's terrible when people come in and they've been had everything taken from them because there is nothing, literally nothing we can do to get that back.
Mm. So look after your belongings. Make sure you keep your details locked away safe. Don't leave them in the cars, like you said, you know. And that's the other thing as well. You know, breaking entry into houses, you're leaving stuff lying around. You know, if you've got a safe, then fantastic. Put it in a safe or
jam it in there, yeah.
Lock it away.
Another simple preventative measure as well is a lot of these things are not essentially done online, but as a result of mailbox theft, where people go through mailboxes and steal letters and so forth.
And grab your details that way, yes.
And that's to avoid breaking into someone's house. A lot of criminals will do that, will steal your mail. And then we'll make fraudulent applications with those details.
Yeah.
So that's another tip. Potentially just collect your mail, you know.
As soon as possible.
Don't leave it
overnight. Check mail every day, every morning, wake up, whatever, you know.
And if you're going away, have someone collect your mail.
Mm.
You know, don't make it obvious that the house is vacant.
Sure.
Get someone to collect your mail and turn different lights on and things like that. So, you know, even though we're talking about online security today, it still extends.
The conversation extends out to offline as well.
Home, you know, everything. Be alert.
Be alert. Be aware.
Yeah.
Best be safe than sorry. All right, guys, thank you so very much. I'll enjoy your time up here. Fantastic. Welcome to Cairns, or welcome back.
Thank you.
You were in Cairns and saw the light and come home. Nicole, my sister, always good to see you.
Oh, thank you for having me again.
As always, and we'll be yarning soon, okay, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, no
thank you very much. Too deadly. Beautiful yarn there with the guys and girls in blue from Edmonton Police, Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke and Constable Alan Nedick. From Edmonton Police, who was once in Cairns and been in about a couple of years or so down in Melbourne, Victoria, saw the light and came home. Smart man, buddy. Sent his family up here first. So the senior in charge down there, listen, I need to get to my family. Well, okay, we better post you that way. My name Billy, nothing silly. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Baldy One, Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, and we're housed at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. Gigali again, Diamond.
Kigali yake Ariwali gilo Nigaya yigaba Nigaba Pregi gunini Palarau Bang Arau Kigali yake Kigali yake Iyama Kigali yake Iyama Bara Chup 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 Kigali yake Igabarau Gupanga Ah Kulak mbachire Kuwarchi Kulbamunda Nidana Nijini Gigali yake Arimala mala Nirbama panarava Nijinjire Gigali yake Iyama Gigali yake Iyama Gigali yake
Iyama Hey, what you on your mom? It's me, Bushtaka Bungee, and you're listening to the National Talk Black Program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Macaran, don't muck around, call the brother, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, have you say, Yarn Up Strong with Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We've got Tony Gibbs online. Tony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How you going?
I'm well. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm battling along like Octopus this morning. No one likes mysteries, and I've got a continuation. Haven't been able to.
How are you travelling with that, Tony? Have you making waves there?
Well, the council wanted 30 working days while they dissolved the dispute, and then it went to 40 days, and it's 50 days now, and the tide went out. Well, the tide's back in.
Yeah, but while they're extending that day, someone passes and grabs that slot, then it's gone.
Well, you know, mistakes happen, but I've been really busy this morning. I've contacted three television stations. I've gone up the ladder, and they're interested, and they've helped me with made the title up in gold from before. When I haven't called them for 20 years, I thought I'd kept them as maybe an ace up the sleeve. No one likes mysteries, and I think it's, you know, I've said before I was a welder, and it's engineering my background, and it's a difficult thing, but this is what you would call social engineering.
Mm.
And it evolves. There used to be
at its best.
At its best, it's social. Yes, right. Yes, I'm doing this for all the right, good reasons, because the cemetery has been turned into an evil racket the way they're running it. And there were wars years ago over what they called the separation of powers, which was between the church and the state, the government, which equates to local government council over spiritual beliefs.
Mm.
And I promise my missus I'll be buried next week, you know, one day, in a hurry.
yeah, long way yet, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have the sanity of mind. I'm kept in this bewildering state in a sorry time while the council will not, they just hope I'm going to go away, but I've just had to have a rest from bashing on their door. I gave them 50 days, they requested 30, and so I have to go into stage two, and I'm just saying that it is terrible. And I spoke to cemeteries this morning and the council, and I said there's graves already, what we call double beds, prepared in the
yes, there is
street. they're already prepared, and there's one there. I walked around the cemetery. It's a cemetery, it's a spiritual place, looking for answers, you know, and if you seek, you find.
Yes.
And I found a double grave with a headstone with no inscription on it. So I called up the council this morning and I said, well, how do you achieve that position?
Yeah.
Because
yes.
if something's built on a grave, they must own it before you can build on it, I presume. So what, is there a law for the rich and...
Well, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. If you've got money in the bank, then yes, you're a good client of ours.
Well, they're costing me a fortune, and it's going to get... It's just something I cannot...
Likewise. Cannot fathom.
Anyway, I'll leave room for somebody else, but that's just an update. There's nothing happening.
Okay, brother. And
so people don't like mysteries. It's a continuing days of our lives and...
Well, it's about fighting a good fight, you know, and thanks for keeping
fight.
In touch, brother. Yeah, thinking of you.
Yeah, it's just inhuman, and once the government takes over the cemetery, the church used to run the cemetery, you know, it wasn't a business.
Mm.
There's so many records, I don't want to go into here unless you lend me the TV station for a week, radio station for a week. But anyway, see you.
Thank you, my brother. You take care, Tony. Tony Gibbs there having his say and talking about his situation. And the story was his partner passed about 6 months ago now, and he's been fighting to have the slot next to her, the plot next to her in regard to his time. But there's dramas going on regarding him getting purchasing that. He had the money ready to go, but all this red tape, brick wall, so yeah, go figure. Don't know what's going on there. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Got about 5 minutes left from the program. Squeezing the yarn here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. With Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry.
From loneliness, and the door is still open to my heart. You are as close as the two is to the three, and the door is still open to my heart. And I won't be satisfied until you're here by my side. You are to me like the honey. And the door is still open to my heart.
Yeah, the door is still open, but unfortunately it's not about to close here on National Talk Black, and sign off for today, but back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. That deadly track, the door is still open. Dan Sultan. But this Murray closing the door for tomorrow's program, National Talk Black. Thank you very much for your company, Mob. Yarn to you soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. Bide by the rules, you mob. Best medicine we got. Too deadly.